Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan. Stay with us. We'll have more with our special guest in studio today, and we'll be talking more with our guest about all kinds of incredible things. Right now, we're going to talk about some incredible astronomical and astrological things with Beth McDonald, fresh from the tropics.
Yes, thank you, Richard. I'm tanned, I'm rested, I'm ready to go.
And there you go. And a lot of wonderful lessons learned about the way we do things here as opposed to the way they do them in Europe, which I have to say, actually, I think really does tie into the months that we're heading into, because we're all looking at resting and relaxing. But the weird thing, Beth, is that we don't. We gear up to get even more busy because of the way we've set up the holidays. So I'm wondering how the current sign that we're in and the transits and so forth are going to play into all of that.
Well, that is an excellent question, Richard, and that's exactly the focus for now. The sun has just moved into the sign of Scorpio, again, according to the Western astrology, and it joined two other planets and the North Node, and so there's a lot of astrological energy there right now. Whenever there's more than one celestial body in a constellation, mm-hmm. it adds to the power, it adds to the energy, and Scorpio energy is already pretty powerful. Scorpio energy is not a sign that moves fast. It moves slowly, but very steadily and consistently. It's very ambitious. It always wins, and it is very goal-oriented. And so now is a really good time to be slowing down, going a little deeper, getting a little clearer about whatever your goals and ambitions are, and being very methodical about your approach to getting them.
Now, Scorpio is the scorpion, right?
Yes. Now, in some, there's a lot. This is one of those signs where there's a lot of history to it, and in some ancient manuscripts and belief systems, it's ruled by the phoenix because of its, because both the sign and the phoenix are about resurrection and transformation and the inevitable cycles of life, birth and life and death and rising from the ashes again. And Scorpio also does rule reptiles, and so for some, there has been an emphasis on snakes or some, fantastical combination, combinations of things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know that I tend to, when asking questions, I tend to go off into sort of what seem like tangents, but I'm thinking of the scorpion itself. I mean, obviously, each of these symbols was selected for not just the characteristics of the of the creature, if you will, but also the various aspects of it. For example, the scorpion has that arched stinger over the back. And what is it, 8 legs? I'm assuming that it has
Several,
right.
So
there are all these different characteristics that seem to me
meaningful.
Exactly. And maybe next week when we talk further about Scorpio, I'm assuming we're still going to be in Scorpio.
Yes.
Maybe we can talk a little bit about, the meanings of, let's say, that arched stinger on the tail. I don't know all of the aspects.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant. So let's do that.
All right, great. Now, if people want to get more information, they don't have to fly out to Hawaii where you spend a great deal of time and energy. They can actually call you right here in Santa Barbara, California by calling 963-0842. That's 805. 963-0842. And I'm going to say it again. It's a backwards question mark, the last 4 digits, if you look at it that way on your keypad. Or forget the keypad, go to the internet, and go to BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. And just real briefly, in like 20, 30 seconds, some of the services that you offer?
I do consultations, a blend of psychic and astrology readings. I do strategies. I also do business and legal consulting.
Okay. And again, the best way, of course, to touch base with you, I think, is actually to go to your website and just hit the old email. All right, wonderful. Beth McDonald, BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. I'm Richard Dugan, and we're going to go back to our interview in just a moment. This is Tell Me Your Story.